In diesel-powered villages, electric bills can climb to several hundred dollars each month, especially in winter. So a batch of new energy assessors who live in those communities are being trained to spot areas of improvement around the home. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has the story.
Alexis Wagner is looking down at a shiny black Samsung tablet. On it, there's a list she'll spend the next 2 hours filling out.
When we go through the house, there'll be appliance inventory, other plug-ins, windows.
Before we take off our shoes to enter this Juno home, Wagner inputs the occupancy. There's a woman who lives here with her two small dogs. Even body heat is taken into consideration when evaluating energy efficiency. Wagner says, just scrolling through this list, she's getting her own ideas.
I have to make a lot of changes to my own house.
Wagner works at the Metlakatla Indian Community as a grant writer. But after today, she'll be able to do another task. And she's not alone. Five people are in the group with her, learning this new skill.
We call them energy leaders, but I think of them as an energy champion.
Shayna Kilcoyne is an education outreach director at REAP, the Renewable Energy Alaska Project. The nonprofit invited residents from Cake, Angoon, Hoona, Yakutat, and Metlakatla to participate in the new program. It's part of a joint effort with Southeast Tribes to make household energy assessments more accessible and affordable. An energy audit from a private company can cost thousands of dollars. So while these energy assessments aren't quite as detailed, Kilcoyne says for $25, it's a great value.
Some of the upgrades can be expensive. We're starting with the really low-hanging fruit.
In the home's kitchen, Austin Pajak, who lives in Yakutat, is eyeballing the lights. A gold retro-looking fixture hangs above the kitchen table. Pajak inputs the wattage of each bulb into the spreadsheet on his tablet, and Kilcoyne walks him through it.
And if we replace those with 9-watt LEDs, 28 hours per week, be annual savings of about $45.
At 12 cents, yeah.
That's $45 a year the homeowner could save just from swapping out these lights. But Kilcoyne says not every energy vampire is so obvious. Take your coffee maker, for example. Some models have a burner plate, which keeps a pot of coffee warm all day and uses electricity.
So I make my coffee and then I pour it into an insulated pot that I got at the Value Village.
Addressing the little things doesn't solve the bigger problem, though, that these communities are powered by diesel. But Jennifer Hanlon, an environmental director at Yakutat Tlingit Tribe, says those small household fixes are the best option for now. She says Yakutat is still a ways from tapping into alternative forms of energy, like tidal.
You know, we're not going to get that up and running anytime soon.
So having a few trained people in Yakutat who can offer energy assessments could at least ease some of the financial burden. And Hanlon says make it easier for people to stay in Yakutat. After a few hours of scanning the Juno house from top to bottom, the energy assessors are ready to make their final recommendations and explain to the homeowner how much they could save.
Yeah, someone has to drum for us, right?
Annual saving cost.
With a few simple adjustments, the household electric bill could be reduced by close to 10%. One of the new energy assessors told me they were excited to go back to the village and share what they learned. They already had a list of homes lined up. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.